I'm your amateur radio moderator for today. Through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we hope to soon establish ham radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth. And as I told you, it's flying over the Pacific Ocean and it's now approaching the coastline of Mexico. This all is accomplished with ARIS. ARIS stands for Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. So the ISS is whizzing along at around 17,500 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Amateur Radio Telebridge Network. That's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enables students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of ham radio. You know, ham radio is similar to amateur radio. We call ourselves hams. So ARIS is a consortium of ham radio volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. Some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide Amateur Radio Satellite Corporation, and also the space agencies, CSA for Canada, ESA for Europe, JAXA for Japan, and NASA for the United States, and also Roscosmos for Russia. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with ISS is Key 6 DUE, located in Maryland. That's the call sign of the club station of Goddard Space Flight Center. And it's operated tonight by Dave. Dave, say a few words, please, for presenting. You have already presented your station, but please say a few words.
Okay, certainly, Gaston. Hello, everyone. This is Dave Taylor. The call sign is W8AAS. I'm being assisted today by Bob McCohen, N3IYI. We're very happy to help you out here.
Hello.
Space station's track over the ground today will take it across Mexico, as Gaston has said. It will cross the Gulf of Mexico and over the United States southern coastline in the Florida Panhandle. And it will be from there head pretty much straight toward the Washington, D.C. area, paralleling the East Coast. And we'll pick it up sometime when it's over Georgia, probably, and communication will last until it's out into the North Atlantic, probably up around Nova Scotia or so. We'll be switching the radio back and forth as you talk, and appreciate your overs. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Now, Laura, please, just a few words. We have short for time. We are a little bit short on time. Please, a short presentation of your school. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. We are from the Girls Middle School in Mountain View, California, which is just to the south of San Francisco. We are an independent school for girls in grades 6 through 8, so 10 to 14-year-old girls. Our mission is to nurture and empower young women and expand their horizons and outlook on life. So this is a very exciting opportunity for our school to be part of this.
What's the age of the girls in your school there?
This is 6th grade through 8th grade, so 10 years old to 14 years old.
10 to 14.
10 to 14 oh. Years old is the age range.
I see. Did you have a special program about science and about the International Space Station for as an introduction?
We had a short introduction. The 6th grade science class starts their year with a look at the Earth's place in the solar system. So they kind of do a quick overview of how the universe came to be, and then about Earth. And then we did a program specifically about the work of the space station.
Okay. Very well. Thank you, Laura. So remember that what we are going to do is an ISS experiment. we can never tell results with an experiment. It can be positive or negative. And we cannot tell that until the experiment is over.
Right.
So, students, don't forget to stay over. In about a few seconds now, the station should be coming in reach of Maryland. So still, perhaps a minute or a little bit more to go. But anyway, Dave, it's all yours now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Gaston. I think we're about probably a minute and a half, so I will stall just slightly before I start calling. We usually call 30 seconds to a minute before we expect them to come over the horizon, because there's always a little bit of variation in times. Sometimes even the signal will bend a little bit around the horizon, and we'll pick them up early before we can actually see them visually. I think our antennas are in position now. We have a computer controlling those to track the station through the sky. I'm going to open up the squelch on the radio. That will create the...
NA1SS calling Kilo 6 Delta Uniform Echo.
Actually, they're calling us, so here we go. NA1SS. NA1SS, this is Kilo 6 Delta Uniform Echo. Go ahead.
Kilo 6 Delta Uniform Echo, I receive you loud and clear, and I'm ready for the students.
Okay, very good. Nice to hear you, Charles. And go ahead, California.
What is it like living at the space station? Over.
Well, the space station, I think it's a mixture of a camper, it's a submarine, and it's an office. So it's all living like three of those places.
What is the best thing about being in space? Over.
There are two things that are very special. The view is fantastic, and weightlessness. These are unique things about space, and probably these are the best things too today.
How is being in space different than what you expected? Over.
I think the weightlessness is a better feeling than I thought, but it's also worse for your health in a way, and it takes time to get used to it, and some people even get sick.
What kinds of things do you do in space? Over.
Right now we study how to live in space, how the space affects humans.
What does it feel like being weightless? Over.
The way I would describe it is it's like surrounded by the softest pillows that support you from all sides.
What is the most amusing thing to do when you are weightless? Over.
I think it's catching food that flies in the air, or catching it with your mouth.
Do you ever feel like a tiny particle in reference to space? Over.
Well, I always felt that way. I don't think it's just the space. It's the same thing on the ground, isn't it?
What is the weirdest thing you've seen or done in space? Over.
I think the weirdest thing I've seen is on return to Earth, the air turns into something like Pepto-Bismol. It's pink and not transparent. It's really weird.
Is it hard to be with the same people for so long? Over.
Well, it's not that long for me. It's only about 10 days. And no, these are really fine people, and I really love being with them.
What is it like coming back to Earth after being in space? Over.
Physically, you need rehabilitation. You need one day of rehab for every 2 days in space. That's what the doctors say. I don't think it's that bad. But mentally, it's a terrific feeling. It's like coming back from a great holiday or finishing a great exam.
What does Earth look like from space? Is it surprising to see it as a whole? Over.
I think the best way to describe it is look at the sky in a summer day where it's all blue, and that's how the Earth looks from space. It's a big blue thing. It's giant.
What do you do for training to go to space? Over.
you really have to learn a lot. Besides learning, you have some physical training, like the rotating chair, and you can simulate weightlessness in airplanes for about 15 seconds.
What is your mission working in the space station? Over.
I volunteer to do as much research as I can, and also to communicate the experience here, and getting kids and I guess young women and young men excited about mathematics and physics and engineering.
What kinds of experiments are you performing, and what have you learned? Over.
I've been measuring radiation that may affect the crew, and we learned some interesting things about how to shield the radiation.
Have you even been in space? Over.
Drinking is harder, and it has to be done through straws because the liquid would go everywhere. Eating is almost normal, and you do it with spoons or forks.
What kind of things do you eat while you're in space? Over.
You can eat almost anything. Today I had spaghetti and cheese and drank lemonade and had some macadamia nuts.
How do you take a bath or shower in space? Over.
Unfortunately, we don't have a shower, so you take baths with wet towels, and then you dry off with dry towels.
What is it like to sleep in zero gravity? Over.
I think it's really great. There's no tossing and turning for a comfortable position because you are always comfortable and nothing is pushing against you.
What made you interested in going out to space? Over.
I wanted to learn more, and it's a little like going to school. Much of the experience was the training, 8 months of training first time and 3 months the second time.
Was it your dream to go to space as a kid? Over.
Well, everybody has dreams like that, but I never thought of it as a profession for myself, and it's amazing that I can fly without being a professional astronaut. That's something that I wouldn't have expected.
So that was the last of the 20 questions that we had prepared. Is there anything else that you would like to just tell us about your experience and what you're doing up there? Over.
I'm really pleased and I'm really honored to be invited to talk to the girls' middle school, and I've always been a supporter of the school, and I hope that you are also bringing honor to the school by performing really well later on and using what you learn here, and use the years that you have now to learn as much as you can. And don't let people stop you when they give you homework. Do all your homework and then you do some extra for yourself.
That's what we always tell them also.
Okay, California, you want to go ahead with a thank you for Charles?
Okay. Well, Charles, we thank you so much for this opportunity. It was really inspiring to talk to you, and I wish you could see the faces in this room. Everybody is tense and nervous, but excited to be talking to you, and really, really appreciate this opportunity, and especially that you reached out to our school. Out of all of the schools, we feel very special to have been able to take part in this. It's a lifelong dream of mine, and it's a wonderful opportunity for our students. So thank you very much, and thank you to Eris for setting this up, and we really, really appreciate it.
Here, so they do a fantastic job.
Yes, they've been wonderful to work with and really made it easy for us.
We are at the East Coast now, leaving Maine, so it's amazing that we had such a long path.
Yes, we were very fortunate to get such an extended period of time.
Okay. California, if you don't have anything else, we can go ahead and sign. Now, would you like to say anything? Last round of applause.
Last round of applause. And over and out. out from the girls' middle school.
You really made my day.
Okay, thank you, Charles. NA1SF, this is K6DUE, signing clear.
NA1SF, signing up.
Okay, we're off.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
So it's Gaston again from Brussels, Belgium.
Hello, Gaston.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have shared, let's say, a moment of history. Amateur radio station, Kilo 6, Delta Uniform Echo in Maryland, operated by Dave, W8 Alpha Alpha Sierra, contacted Charles Simoni, whose call sign as amateur radio operator is Kilo Echo 7, Kilo Delta Papa. He was aboard, and he still is aboard, the International Space Station, and he has been talking with students at a girls' middle school in Mountain View, California. Now, for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the amateur radio satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos. This is Gaston Patel, amateur radio operator, Oscar November 4, Whiskey Foxtrot, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73, best wishes. Thank you.
Hola, PU5BSTV, PU5BSTV, my name is Samuel, Brazil, Santa Catarina, PU5BSTV, hola.
3, 5.